It's 10 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Apollo Bay Health Check, sponsored by Otway Health. And in the studio, not that I'm falling apart, but I'm joined by Deborah Chiraza. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Bob.
How are you going?
Great and improving.
Great and improving. What a terrific personal mantra you have.
Among many. I'm a collector of gorgeous cliches. I love them.
We went to Professor Wong's memorial the other day, and his one is, come as come, go as go, smile and accept the situation.
I saw that yesterday when you had posted it, and it put a smile on my face.
Mm, yep.
And I just thought, that is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yep. Great strength in it.
Yes.
So we've got some housekeeping, some general announcements.
Yes, as usual, another few things to remind people about from Otway Health, and this isn't on my list because, as we know, the wonderful Sally, the communications officer at Otway Health, gives me a list each time we meet, Bob.
Yep.
One of the things she hasn't put on my list, but this is Volunteers Week.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's awareness of volunteers, and so there's a lot of activities going on around town in which we acknowledge the volunteers who so graciously give time and effort for Otway Health.
Yep.
But it's volunteers everywhere. You know, the world wouldn't survive without volunteers.
It's true.
And their close cousin, carers. You know, the workforce and people who are the strength behind so many things through volunteerism or caring. So I just wanted to give a big shout out about that, and never, ever, ever let us forget the wonderful work that volunteers do. So well done, Vollies. The other thing that I wanted to tell people about or share with people is some people may remember that last year we had a review done by an independent consultant called the Independent Cultural Review into our workplace at Otway Health, and there was an executive summary and recommendations that was made public. A lot of people have seen that, and in numerous conversations people refer to numerous things that that review highlighted. One of the most significant recommendations from my perspective, as you know, might take the nurse out of the hospital, but you can't take the you know, healthcare out of the nurse, was around how we could enhance clinical performance. And recommendation 11 was around looking at identifying and prioritising clinical and operational matters and how they emerge and how they can be best addressed. And we were able to receive some funding to bring in a project worker for that for 6 months. And a woman from Barwon region has moved down here for 6 months to work with us. Her name's Karen. We affectionately call her Legs 11 because of recommendation 11. She's taken that little cute nickname very well as we've introduced her around, and she's really starting to focus in on reviewing our clinical quality and safety, identifying training and upskilling opportunities, helping work with the nursing workforce in particular to enhance their skills, and also looking at how we assess and make sure we bring the nurses along to know the capabilities of their assessment, their triaging, and their care delivery skill set.
Yep.
Because sometimes when we've been doing something for a long time, we lose a little bit of perspective about what we do and how we do it, and it's always good to have a re-energising of that. So Karen's focus is really about working with our nursing workforce to enhance their clinical delivery.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, I have to say, as you probably know, my brother-in-law is in high care at Otway Health, and I have been amazed at the quality of the care that he's had. So I don't know, you know, I mean, I guess part of the way you achieve that is by constantly reminding people about where best practice sits, because you're right, you know, over time we all develop little lazy habits or little shortcuts that, you know, aren't, that there are reasons that the shortcuts aren't in the book, really.
Yeah. It's interesting, Bob, because something that drives me every day, when people ask me what makes me get up in the morning or what beats my drum or ring my bell, whatever you want to say, I don't know where it's come from, but for as long as I can remember, I have always believed that healthcare, like education, is a right, not a privilege. And I believe that everybody has a right to access good health care, to have good care delivered to them, to be cared for in a meaningful and respectful way, to actually be respected as a human being, and whatever, whether it's health care or education, have that presented to them in a way that's meaningful for each individual. And so for me, I'm delighted to hear you say that, but I'd like to think that in the perfect world, everybody just got that routine.
Well, yeah, that's right.
And that's what we all aim for all the time, I believe.
Yeah, so. Well, I think that's a wonderful thing. So the nurses are getting their getting reminded of how good they can be. What else is going on?
There's a few things, you know, we've been doing a little bit of shifting around the building of Otway Health, and I'm delighted to hear that quite a few of our clients and regular visitors for clinical services, whether that be physio or some of the other services we provide, have noticed that we've been moving anything to do with clinical care into the main clinical building. And so that means we've moved physio from the second building that's next to the hospital, what people call the hospital area. We've moved that back into the main building. So we've now talked about the main building on the corner of McLaughlin and I forgot the name of the street. Is that Ramsden Street?
It is Ramsden, yes, I think.
Yes, so, because the next one is Pengilly Street, isn't it?
I've got my geography back the front. Okay.
Well, where the front foyer is, that building, gee, my geography is not a strong point. That building is going to now be called the clinical building.
Yep.
And that's where we have Barron Wing, we have the Laura Pengilly Wing, we have the acute ward, we have the urgent care unit, we have the front foyer. Physio and all clinical care will now be in that building.
One hub.
So all the other services that support the business that we deliver, which is healthcare delivery, will be in the other building.
Yep.
And so there's a bit of movement going on, and I've heard some wonderful feedback that the people who are coming into the front desk for their physio appointment just walk round the corner to the newly allocated physiotherapy room, and it's great. They don't have to walk through, even though it's a beautiful walk through the garden.
Sure.
Sometimes if you're coming in for physio, you might be having a bit of trouble with your movement. So. Yep. If we can minimise the distance you need to walk, the better it is for the patients.
Yep.
So everything we're focusing on is better patient focus of care. So there's a few people moving, including myself. I've moved, or the CEO's office has now moved back into that building. It's been a little bit of a joke because the room I've moved into is much smaller, but I don't believe I need a big space. As long as I can take a mobile phone with me, really, in this day and age, you know, the four walls are not what make the service or care or delivery.
Sure.
It's about what else you're doing. So there's a bit of movement happening in that way. And probably the other thing is that the dietitian, who we're in arrangement with Tim Boone Health Service, will be down here on the 31st of May. So if anybody wanted an appointment, they can ring 5237 8500 to make an appointment to see the dietitian.
The dietitian. And so we're sharing the dietitian with Tim Boone?
Yes.
And over the last little while, we've developed other shared facilities with other local healthcare providers, yeah?
Yeah. There's no doubt about it that the way in the 21st century to work progressively is to work together. There has to be collaboration and partnerships. And I'm really, really pleased that in the last nearly 2 years, we've been able to strengthen our relationship with Lawn Community Hospital. We've been able to strengthen our relationship with Tim Boone Health Service. Over the Hill, Colac Health Service has been a great neighbour and we've needed to call on them. Barwon Health is an absolutely fabulous regional tertiary health service and we've had numerous occasions where we've had assistance and help from them as well. So we're really looking at how we can improve what we can offer. And sometimes, you know, there are things like, for example, we don't get funding to provide a dietitian. However, we've got an occupational therapist. So we can send the occupational therapist up a day, fortnightly or monthly, and in return we can have the dietitian come down here.
Yep.
So it's about looking at what we need to meet the community's needs and do it in the best possible way, in the most meaningful way. Mm. And we're really fortunate we've got some great neighbours around us.
Yeah, we are. We're very fortunate in that regard. Might be a good opportunity to play a little bit of music, do you think?
Sounds good.
I think it's a good idea. This is an oldie but a very goodie. On 3ABR. Indeed. This is 3ABR, a program called the Apollo Bay Community Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health. Deborah Charaz is in the chair, and it's the last day today. It's your last opportunity to chat on the microphone.
It is, Bob. Well, the last opportunity to chat with you in this particular guise.
That's true.
I'm hoping it's not the last time I ever do a podcast, because I'm rather partial to podcasts and the world is evolving.
It's a great way to communicate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, can I just say something about that?
Yep.
Because I'm not sure how aware people are, because we were able to build this relationship with 3ABR and have this opportunity for Otway Health to have a regular spot or gig, as they say in the industry. We were recognised last year by the Victorian Health Association annual awards, and our communications via this radio show and podcast series were finalists in the awards, and I think that's pretty fantastic, because sometimes we forget about the stuff that we do and we think, oh, does anybody hear it, get it, want it, listen to it, like it? And then when outside of our little community here, the bigger, wider world looks at it and says, "Hey, that's great. We really like that." And I'm pleased to say that one of my nursing colleagues who runs a health-orientated radio show in New York listens to the podcast every time we put them up.
Wow.
So there you go.
Isn't that fantastic?
We've got a reach.
Yeah, yeah.
From Apollo Bay.
Well, the thing about podcasts is we count the listeners and they are almost always in the hundreds. So, you know, after the program goes to, because it's very hard to know how many people are listening live, either streaming or in the local area. But the podcasts we can count, and we know that it's in the hundreds generally, and sometimes, you know, many hundreds of folk that take the time to sit and listen to a particular episode of one kind or another. So it's, and as a radio station, I mean, our whole, you know, all we're on about is connecting, you know, folk from one place to the other. And while you mightn't be able to listen to it all day, every day, because as sure as you love it, at 9 o'clock in the morning, there'll be someone talking about something or playing music at 3 in the afternoon that's not your cup of tea. And the fact is that, and there's lots of research, that communities that have effective community radio stations are much stronger, have much more resources when the community needs to get together and do stuff. So, and from our point of view, Otway Health's contribution to that has been, you know, the financial and program material has been wonderful. So it's a real win-win.
Again, collaboration.
Indeed.
Working together. I've loved it, and we've been very proud to be associated with it.
Well, thank you for that.
Yes.
Now, what else, what else are we going to talk about?
Well, as you've said, this is my last opportunity to talk from an Otway Health CEO's role as I'm leaving on Friday. And I just wanted to reflect on some of the things that have happened since I've come to Otway Health. And it has been an era of change, and you and I have touched on this previously. We've talked about the fact that it was part of the remit that I was given when I was recruited and employed. And change is hard for people. I understand that. I get that. My husband always tells me that I'm very good at change in my professional life, but at home, when I go home and he's moved a coffee table, I'm not very comfortable with it, and he can never quite correlate the two personalities that he sees in me. So I get that change can be really difficult. However, the world keeps changing. Everything keeps changing around us, and we've just got to keep doing things with the intention of better and good. And so in the time that I've been at Otway Health, numerous things have occurred. Just talking about bringing all the clinical services back into one building, for example. The other thing that was important was in the restructure that I was able to move along with in the early months of my tenure, and that reflected towards the board of directors as well as reflected to the staff. And with the board of directors, we looked at how the responsibility of being a board director is governed by a framework that's set by the Victorian Public Sector Commission. I think that's their correct title. And as we are a public sector entity, that we're funded by both the Commonwealth Government and the state government, there's all sorts of obligations that have to be met, compliances that have to be ticked off, and you can't just tick a box. You actually have to be able to demonstrate that that's met. So one of the things that has been vital over the last nearly 2 years has been to make sure that every time there's a board meeting, the board is assured that they're getting the information that they require to meet their compliances and responsibilities and accountabilities to not only the governments and the health ministers, both state and federal, but also to the local community and what that means. So there's been a lot of change in that way. Also reflected has been the change within restructure. And that was a long-winded way of saying that one of the things we did was a grants and submissions officer. And we were very successful. Again, a collaboration. We shared that role with Lorne, and that position for 12 months basically searched the net, searched newsletters, searched publications, searched wherever they could to find opportunities to put in submissions for individual grants for the two organisations or joint grants for the two organisations together. And we were really successful in that 12 months with a number of grants coming our way for Otway Health to the Lorne Community Hospital, and also in a couple of joint projects. So over the next 6 to 8 months, those projects will all be being developed and delivered. And the monies that were provided will be spent to achieve great outcomes. And one of the things that I'm the most excited about is that the Laura Pengilly wing is going to be undertaken a refurbishment, nice big revamp of the organisation, including a new improved kitchen, will be put in right up until Friday. I'm still trying to get some more money for that to do to give us a greater pool of money to spend. But that will be very an exciting opportunity for our residents to improve the environment that they live in. So I'm really, really proud of what we achieved with that role and with those grants and what will come for the better benefit of our residents and patients going forward. One of the other things that I really enjoyed looking back on and thinking about was we had one of our residents is a well-known local artist, Mark Shannon.
Yep.
We were able to have an exhibition through our foyer for Mark, and I thought that was just such a lovely opportunity to do something in his home, which it is, it's where Mark lives, to be able to demonstrate what fills his day, what excites him, and to be able to share that with the community. And people that know Mark know that his mum has a gallery, I can't remember the name of the street again, geographically challenged, but there's a gallery here. And there's some beautiful work that both Pat and Mark display in that gallery. And I thought that was nice that we could do that in a health, like, I know that they do it in the big places in the city as well, but it was personal for us rather than a commercial exhibition.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, it's a huge, you know, and it's the same as our experience with my brother-in-law. It's a huge benefit to have the flexibility that a small expert facility like Otway Health delivers.
That's right.
And folk... folk are able to bring, people who live here are able to bring relatives down for respite at Laura Pengilly, which is really, really wonderful if you've got older. Because, you know, I mean, my mum, for instance, lives in Queensland and doesn't travel very well. But, you know, push came to shove and she needed to be closer to us or wanted to be closer to us. It's just wonderful to be able to have that and to know that it's the kind of place where, yeah, people remember your name and they know whether you like sugar in your tea and all that other stuff, you know.
Well, really I won't mention names, but I heard a story over the weekend that somebody's nana came to visit and Nana's elderly sister was with her and they both needed a couple of days of respite. So they were both able to come in for a few days, which
fantastic.
Is just fabulous because it meant that what they needed for care was available, but their family was still there with them and they were coming and going and it was just lovely. And that's the sort of thing that Otway Health does offer. A couple of other things that in reflecting again, we just what we're about is the delivery of healthcare. So I'm not detracting from that in any way, shape or form. But like any business, whatever your core business is, you've still got a lot of things that happen around it to make it happen. Mm. Fancy word that they use, the jargon they use is the enabling support systems these days in management speak. And there are a number of things that we've got in place, and through various outlets of communication, we have been very active with social media and using that platform as communication. And as a result of that, Otway Health was invited to speak at an international conference at the end of 2016. It was held in Melbourne, so we didn't have to fly anywhere or travel very far. But that international conference, again, there were people from all over the world at that conference who saw what we were doing for a small community, isolated at the foothills of Otway Ranges, delivering communication through social media. And we've had a lot of contact from people as a result of that, because we were recognised as being leaders in that. Now, I think that's a fantastic accolade for this community to know that we get recognised for things. The other thing that I'm pretty chuffed about was the as a bit of a gardener myself, I was so, and again, what a way to talk about this because it's Volunteers Week. Our volunteer gardening program has us amid a beautiful garden. And every day I walk through that garden, and I love the fact that I can walk from one building to another through a beautiful garden space. And we were recognised in the industry awards for Garden of the Year last year. And that was lovely to go to that award presentation with some of our volunteers. And some of those volunteers are not in the young'un section of life. They're some of them are mature folk, and they do a great job in all sorts of weather. And I think that's just fantastic. And if anybody's got time to have a bit of a wander up and visit anyone, make sure they have a look outside in the garden as well.
Absolutely. And if you've got a green thumb, just ask and you'll be welcome. Yeah,
very much so. And probably the only other thing I wanted to reflect on, Bob, as I'm going, is some of the relationships with people in the town or organisations within the town that we've been able to establish from Otway Health. And one in particular has been, there's a couple actually, both the school and the ambulance, and I've talked about that before. Ambulance Victoria has their branch co-located at the site of the health service, and we know that the guys there, and girls do a great job, and also the school, and they've had a great year in the last 12 months too, and I tip my hat to the great work at the school. But the other organisation I wanted to talk about who gives enormous support to Otway Health and to this community is the Foundation. And I know I didn't get their correct name. I think that's the Apollo Bay and District Health Foundation is their correct title.
That's it. Yep.
But the Foundation are a wonderful group of volunteers, again, who work for this community and at the moment have commissioned some work together with the Otway Health Board to look at how we can continue to improve services from an integrated primary care model that incorporates all sorts of modes of care through a multidisciplinary team, but also the 24/7 work for the future of supporting Otway Health. And that project is very much heading down its final stretch of work at the moment.
That's fantastic. And that will be among your primary legacies, because there'd been a distance had occurred between the Health Foundation and Otway Health.
Yeah, like all relationships.
You know, relationships come and go.
Yeah.
And in your terrier a bull terrier style, you've forged.
I would like to think it's the engaging Italian nature, Bob, of how, you know, us Italians talk to everybody and anybody all the time.
Anyway, certainly it rekindled that relationship, and it's wonderful to see the two groups working much more closely together.
So that's probably bit of a wrap.
We're about where we are?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to see who comes from Otway Health to be in the program, because it's bought and paid for another 8 or 9 months or something.
We'll put something in place.
So I'm sure there'll be...
Don't worry, you won't be lonely.
No, I won't be worried. I can only wish you well. And from our point of view and from my personal point of view, thank you for your contribution to the radio station, to Otway Health and to our community.
Thank you, Bob.
This has been another exciting episode of the Apollo Bay Health Check. And we'll leave you with a few thoughts from Harry Manx.
Oh, let it go, child, oh, let it, go, go. Let your sword of vengeance rest. Yeah, do the blind lead the blind. Oh, don't be cruel to be kind. Only then will your house be blessed.